This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to Peace of the Action. I'm your host, Matt Souza. Thank you for joining me for yet another action movie live watch. My guest tonight you can find on Battlestar in the 25th Century, YouTube Roulette, and now he is the fourth horseman on Crock and Roll. He is the man called Schiff, Scott Shifflett. Schiff, what's going on?
Not much, Souza. As one who's also mostly called by their last name, I think you feel where I'm coming from, considering we, you know, sort of have the same initials.
That's
because
it.
My first name is Matthew, so I get it.
There you go. Schiff and Suze at it again. All right. Why don't you tell the folks listening what we are watching this evening?
So Suze came to me and was like, I want you on. I was like, you know, I'm grateful to be asked. And I took a little bit to decide. He gave me like a month head start. And I was like, I'll let you know day of. Day of turned into, I'm going to let you know 2 days before we record. And I chose the Transporter 2 movie with Jason Statham, came out in 2005. Reason why, Souza, I've never seen the first one, but number two used to be on FX all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've seen this movie bits and pieces like 20, 25 times. It's a great movie. I've seen it like completely all the way through and unedited. But it's just like, it actually turned me on to Jason Statham as an actor. Like before I was like, it was this jackass, but I enjoy him as an action star.
Yeah, no. So it's funny you say that, because that's how I feel about the first Transporter movie, is that it was on TV like nonstop at points, and I somehow managed to catch it like on four separate occasions, catching it at a different spot each time, and that's how I saw the full movie. So, we'll get into the history I have with this movie as we fire it up here. So we are paused at just about the 1 second mark. We have both rented this movie because, unbelievably, it is not available to stream on any sort of streaming service, so we both had to rent it, but that's what we're doing here. So we are paused at just about the 1 second mark. Schiff, if you are ready, sir, I am going to do the countdown.
Yes, I am.
In 3, 2, 1. So, Schiff, you did good, because we're making history here on this edition of Piece of the Action, because I believe that this is the first movie that we have covered on this show that I have never seen before. So you did good.
Wow. I figured this would be right up your alley, Susan.
No, like I was saying, I've seen the first one a couple of times, but for whatever reason, I never followed through in the series, and I've never seen this one. But, and I like the first one quite a bit, but for whatever reason, the second one and the third one, apparently there's four of these, they all just escaped me for whatever reason.
Okay, I did not know that there was four of them. I knew there was three of them.
I think there's four. I looked it up earlier today.
Wow, I'm legitimately shocked on that. But yeah, it was, you know, I went down like a whole Jason Statham rabbit hole after I finally saw this movie for the first time, and I watched War with him and Jet Li. Mm-hmm. Which, have you ever seen that? That's pretty badass.
I have seen that. That's a good movie.
Yes. And I liked him in Crank, where he has the infamous line where my roommate in college was like, I saw this movie and I thought of you and I thought you would enjoy it. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, Crank. And my favorite part of the movie, well, I have a couple favorite parts, is where he says, does it look like I have cunt written across my forehead? And it shows up in his forehead. And I was like, is that the part where you thought of me? And he's like, actually, yes, it was. So take that as however you like.
So yeah, there's, I just looked it up again just to make sure, there is in fact four Transporter movies. The fourth one was apparently a reboot. It did not star Jason Statham.
See, why even make it if it's not going to have him in it?
But it somehow made $72 million at the box office.
Okay.
Because because it was released in France. I don't think it came to the States, it looks like. It looks like it was only released in France.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
It's called The Transporter Refueled. Jeez.
I'm surprised I didn't watch it last year when it was, you know, COVID times.
During those COVID times.
Yeah, I couldn't really do anything.
All right, starting off hot here.
Yeah, he's robbed by a pretty hot girl from his car, it looks like.
Looks like the Terminator, the chick from Terminator 3.
Oh, yeah. She was pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. 6'2", but, you know.
Trying to steal his Audi here.
God, he looks so young in this.
He really does.
And, like, you know, I'm used to him now, like, I don't really, I know he made that spy movie with Melissa McCarthy. I never watched it because I'm not the biggest Melissa McCarthy fan. Mm-hmm. And he's in the Fast and the Furious movies where he went from the being a bad guy to a part of the family to now he's in the spinoff with The Rock.
Right.
It makes no sense, those movies, but I watch them in theaters every time they come out.
See, I fell off after 5. I like the 5th one, but again, sort of like The Transporter, just never followed through with any of them. But I mean, I'm sure they're great, but I just never. And like I said, I liked 5, but.
Yeah, it's a straight up turn your brain off and watch the movies.
Right. Yeah.
I go to the theater and watch them, and every time in the past 2 or 3, I've laughed audibly when something happened. And like my wife, who I dragged to these movies, asked me, is like, why do you go and watch them if you're going to laugh at certain points? And I was like, because it's just so absurd, but I can't stop watching.
Right. Even the original movies, like before they rebooted everything with the 4th one, even the original ones were ridiculous. The 1st one, when he flips over the car at the end, like, that's not something you survive. I mean, they started the ridiculousness right out of the gate.
I know. They just amped it up. There's one, the last main one that The Rock was in, where he literally moves a missile that is shot on ice by pushing it away. That's when I started laughing. I was like, I can't.
Well, he's The Rock. He's very big and muscular, you see. Apparently, Rock beats missile. Who knew?
Rock beats missile. So after we see, like, Jason Statham, the transporter, whip ass, he's like, oh, I'm late. And it's because he is picking up a little kid from school.
He's transporting this child somewhere, I suppose.
Yep. And he has these weird rules with the car. And he said, respect the car, respect the man. Rule number 2 is greet the man.
I mean, it is a nice car. Who could blame him? I mean, kids do historically ruin cars. So, I mean, you got to lay these ground rules out ahead of time before the kid starts, you know, putting stickers on the windows and shit like that.
That is true. My parents had a minivan because it was 4 of us. And let's just say one of the cup holders in the back was just disgusting from, like, sports drink, soda.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, these movies came out in theaters and made a decent amount of money. I don't think you could do that now. Like, it has to be, like, I love the MCU movies, but to make money, it has to be, like, a franchise or something. Even if you put these movies in January, I don't think it would make money.
It's funny you say that, because I was talking about this on the last episode when I had Drew on, that, like, this is kind of, I don't want to say, like, a low-budget action movie, but it's, like, very middle tier, right? Like, it's not like one of the Fast movies, but it's not like direct to DVD bullshit that Bruce Willis does now, right? It's not, it's like somewhere in between. And like, you just don't see shit like this anymore as far as action movies. Outside of like maybe the first John Wick was kind of like that. And then eventually it turned into, you know, this fucking juggernaut that nobody expected when the first one came out. But like, you just don't really see action movies kind of like this anymore.
You know, to take this full circle with this, when John Wick 1 came out, I didn't see it. I thought, I was like, oh, Keanu must be really hurting A, in his career and for money, because he's making a transporter ripoff. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. It's like, I don't know shit, obviously, but it was like, that's just what it felt, because it was like, oh, Keanu's making this movie. And like you said, they're juggernauts, which the same way that I saw John Wick 2 was on Bits and Pieces on USA, and I was like, I need to find the unedited version. And I saw the second one in theaters, went back and watched 1. And no, I saw the second one on USA, then went back and watched 1, 2, and watched the third one in the theaters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't see the John Wicks until earlier this year. Turns out those are great fucking movies. Who knew?
Yeah, I remember you messaging and you were like, I just watched the John Wick movies. And I was like, I thought you already would have seen those.
No, for whatever reason, it just escaped me. I binged them all in a day because I couldn't stop watching it.
Dude, that's a great day right there. I would have loved that.
Oh, God. God, that third one. A challenge out there to the listeners. If I ever choose anybody to do this podcast, for the love of God, someone pick John Wick. or else I'm going to have to pick it.
That, I mean, yeah, because those are great. It didn't even cross my mind. I was wanting to hit something like, because it seems like everyone's forgotten about these transporter movies.
Yeah, that's a good point. It totally escaped my memory, I won't lie.
Well, I don't even see them on FX anymore. That's what I was saying, how we discussed it, I guess. And obviously it's not streaming anywhere, so someone's holding on to the rights.
Right.
But also, Sousa, going back to how we don't think these movies would succeed, did you ever see Extraction on Netflix? That was a hit, but it was on Netflix. They had to put it on Netflix because I don't think it would have been a hit in the theaters.
Is that was that the one, what's his name? Ryan Reynolds? Was that the one with him?
No, that's Hitman's Bodyguard. This is with Chris Hemsworth.
Yes, I didn't see that, but I now that you say Chris Hemsworth, it's ringing a bell. I didn't see it, though.
Yeah, and that was pretty badass, but it was something that I guess action movies feel very niche now with movie critics and theaters and stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, let's face it, a lot of action movies right now are kind of comic book related, which is fine. I mean, I'm not saying that to disparage anything, but I feel like most action movies kind of go into that genre now, you know?
Yeah, because it's what's hot. I'm the biggest comic book nerd one of the biggest ones that I know, but I never thought Iron Man was going to spin out to be a $1 billion franchise with the MCU. I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No, absolutely not.
But that's the only movies that succeed right now. I mean, I think James Bond had a decent one, but that's an action movie. I mean, would you consider them action or more spy or thriller?
Oh, God. It's all of the above. All of the above.
Didn't mean to throw you on the thing.
Jesus. I would say more a spy thriller than... I mean, there's action in it, obviously, but those always struck me more as a spy movie type of thing.
Yeah.
But... So the kid's been dropped off here.
Yeah, and we're definitely getting some fuck me vibes between the kid's mom and Jason, but his dad's
100%. 100%.
And she's like, that's really sweet of you, Frank. Now give me the D. Oh, wait, she doesn't say that. She's like, I might have to take you up on a date. No, but
it's a PG-13 movie. We can't say that here.
That's true. And this woman's not even a mom. I'm taking Jack for his birthday tomorrow. But can you take him to his annual checkup? First off, what asshole schedules a doctor appointment on Saturday? Right? Because when I was in school, doctor's appointment was during the week so I can get out of school.
Absolutely. 100%.
No, I do it now for work, Sousa. I'm like, yep. Yeah, 8 o'clock sounds great. I'll be in late.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you want me to come in at 10? That's perfect. Of course I can make it at 10 a.m. No problem. Yo, I'll see you in the afternoon.
Yeah. And coming to school, we'd be carrying Chick-fil-A or something or whatever your lunch was. And now I'm just back to home working at the office.
See, the thing I really liked about school was when you had to leave early to go. That was the best to me.
Yes, it was.
If you had a doctor's appointment at 1 o'clock, I got to leave at noon. I got a doctor's appointment. Are you coming back? Nope. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's no fucks given. It's it's when everyone has the 1 o'clock dismissal at school, but it's no, just you. It's see you guys in history at 2 o'clock. No, you won't see me.
Yeah. See you later. I'll see you tomorrow.
And we didn't mention that the guy who's seen as a dick is played by Matthew Modine, who I thought would have a great career, but always been a bit player. I mean, he's known for Stranger Things now as Papa. Yep. But I loved him in Vision Quest, an early 80s movie.
Yeah, he was in that. God, what was that fucking box office bust? It came out in the mid 90s. They put a bunch of publicity around it and ended up flopping.
Island of Dr. Moreau.
I'm pulling up his Wikipedia now. Hang on. Cutthroat Island.
God. That's with Gina Davis. That's even worse.
Budget of $98 million. It made $10 million at the box office.
Ooh. That's,
ouch.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, Lord.
And we see, now we flip to some guy just whoop up, some girl dancing now.
This guy who vaguely looks like Kelly Ripa's husband, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Mark, he does something.
Mark, yeah. Something.
Yes. I forgot we had the girl dancing in lingerie with her Zoom, it looks like.
With her Zoom. To her Sony Walkman MP3 player. Holds about 30 songs.
No, it's one of those things that only played like 10 seconds of songs. Oh, that's all we got.
Like a fucking hit clips or something. What the hell was that other? There was that other one too, where it would play a song when you were brushing your teeth. Did you ever have that one?
Oh, no, I did not.
Like, fuck it. I forgot what the fuck it was. Like, Tooth Tunes? What the fuck was it called?
I mean, that's a pretty good idea. But now I just listen to, like, podcasts and music while I'm getting dressed and taking a shower and everything. So, yep. But, so, like, you know, you talk about the music and stuff. Like, when I was in college, I would have, like, my alarm being the song that I hated. And it was because I would want to wake up and turn it off. So it was Cyclone by Baby Bash. And it was a terrible song.
I want to say he did a concert around here where I am at like some sort of high school. And I want to say like 100 people went. I had a friend who covered it for a newspaper. And I want to say like 100, literally 100 people went to that thing.
Ooh, that's rough.
Like, yeah, well, for who the hell goes out and says, you know what, I want to see the Baby Bash show? Nobody has ever said that.
That is very true. It's like, oh, what do you want to do tonight? Oh, we got tickets to Baby Bash. It's like, no, thank you.
No, we don't. Give those away. They have to pay you to take those to go see it.
Jesus. It's like, oh, what do you got tonight? Well, I'm literally doing anything but going to see Baby Bash.
Baby Bash, if you're listening, I'm sure you're a nice person.
But Cyclone was the reason why I didn't fail out of college, so thank you.
There you go.
Because it sucked so bad.
Baby Bash is for the college kids, is what I'm hearing.
Yes, he is exactly for the college
that's,
kids.
That's how it goes. Wu-Tang is for the children. Baby Bash is for the college kids.
And as we've been speaking, the kid's mom came over to Frank's house and tried to seduce him. And he said, you've been drinking. And she said, a little bit. And he turns her
in an extremely see-through t-shirt, a button-down shirt.
Yes, I would have been like Michael Cera's character in Superbad trying to get myself drunk in the bathroom if she did that. But then he just lets her drive home drunk. Like, he's just like, all right, see you later.
That seems, I don't know, not great.
I've been like, all right, you can sleep on the couch or something.
Yeah, really. No. Risk your life, by all means.
Yes.
I just can't afford having sex with this woman and making you cheat on your husband. Look, I'm a transporter, not a homewrecker.
That's great. I'm a transporter, not a homewrecker.
That woman looked a lot like Pink.
Oh, she did. Pink. She looks better than Pink. Pink's definitely in the smell club, right?
Oh, boy. Depends on which era of Pink you're talking about, I think.
I'm going to say all eras.
Not
the biggest Pink fan. Sorry.
I've seen her live before.
How was she? Did she sound like shit?
No, she was pretty. It was when she first started. She was pretty good.
Oh, wow. Because I've seen people before that's sounded like shit live, and it's like, oh, you're totally auto-tune.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people like that. Oh, God, Pink just pulled out a silenced pistol.
Yep, she shot up everyone.
Holy shit.
That was pretty great, right?
She's just misunderstood.
Now she's just you in your hand.
Yeah.
So I know what that guy looks like, who looks like Kelly Ripa's husband. He looks like the guy that played Snake Eyes in the G.I. Joe reboot that just came out this summer.
Holy Henry shit, Goldie. He does.
I was like, damn, why does he look so familiar?
I'm going to have to look him up. Maybe it was him.
But we see one of the guys looks Russian. I'm just going to assume that he's Russian. I'm going to call him Vladimir. It's put doctor and the nurse practitioner that they killed in the closet. Mm-hmm. And then Jason Statham and the boy walks in.
I'm sure this will end well.
Yes. And the kid's pretty smart. He's like, oh, everyone's gone. And the lady's like, there's a flu going around. He was ahead of her time. That's all I'm saying.
I was just going to say, boy, ain't that the truth. Truer words.
Yes. These people look.
Nothing shady about this guy.
Yeah, it said he's away on an emergency. And Frank's like, he said it was the flu. Well, the flu is an emergency. I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I don't think it says what nationality he is, what they are, this crew is, but.
He's called Dimitri. I just did the looked him up. This guy's name is Dimitri.
There you go.
So.
Oh, those famous Russian Tybergs. I am Dr. Tyberg. I must break you.
Yeah, he was definitely shooting up Drago in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Tyberg.
He's getting wind of the ruse that's going on here.
Yeah, he's not stupid. Two doctors going there at the same time? That's never good. You're getting told some bad news.
Mm-hmm. That guy, clearly a doctor. Look at him.
Yeah.
Jesus. Just cut offs in his wife beater shirt. Oh, yeah.
This is great. You know, with his white tee sticking out. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
He's a frat bro, not a doctor.
He's very professional. Here we go.
Oh. Flips up. Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was a little rough. He stabbed him right in the side of it.
He just threw the skeleton at him.
They're beating the shit out of this little kid. No, they're not hitting the kid yet.
This kid in the air vent. You're staying here. You'll be safe. Watch out for the fans. You'll be fine. Oh, Lord.
Oh, hello. I think somehow I got ahead of you a little bit. You'll see it in a minute.
Oh, yep. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Boy, that's a strong door, isn't it?
Yes. And I love how the girl, you know, has to take off her mm-hmm. doctor's outfit to show, like, her lingerie. Well,
naturally, that's just shooting stance. That's good form.
And now Staten's MacGyvering it, making a bomb in here. I forgot this movie has a little bit of everything. That's probably why I liked it so much.
Oh, yeah, put some of this here, put some of this here.
I mean, that's legit how it is. Look, he just threw the flammable thing. They shot a missile at her.
Jesus Christ.
This is, we're 20 minutes in, and this is fucking awesome.
Poor doctor's office.
Somehow the girl's still alive. She takes off her jacket, you know, right. Not her, because, you know, she doesn't have any other issues. But
yeah. I mean, it would look like she's going to have to be in that shooting stance permanently, so it makes sense. Take the jacket off.
And then she just killed one of her people, not Dimitri.
The other one who may or may not be Russian.
That one's Vladimir. I don't even think he had any lines. They didn't even trust him.
No. Pink is pissed.
Now that's all I see with her is Pink. Now
she looks just like her.
And this was around the time when Pink was big, so this poor girl probably came in on a casting set and was like, yeah, how do you feel about cutting your hair? And she was like, okay, I got nothing else to do.
I only say these things because I speak true. She fucking looks just like her.
Yep.
Which, hey, not the worst thing to look like, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hot with the water running down. She's shooting everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, they had an outside crew. That's not looking good.
Mm. What do we got here? All right. Like, what the hell is that?
Oh, I remember this. What I can't. I think it's like a bomb or something, but it's pretty badass how he. What happens?
That bomb had wheels on it.
It's not the best bomb.
No.
It might be a GPS. I don't know.
I was going to say, that seems more... All right, just walk out into public in your shooting stance with clothes.
Don't worry, she's just cosplaying. It's cool.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, and it's bulletproof. God, I need that car, Sousa.
Yeah, really. Audi, remember that. Apparently bulletproof. That's Drop like your 30. Weapons, hot woman.
And, you know, Henry Golding, you know, is just shirtless, smoking a cigar, trying to be like Pablo, I mean, not Pablo Escobar, Tony Montana.
Oh, my Lord. The slow motion shot of her switching clips really added to it. That was a choice.
It's like, out of all this is what we choose. Matthew Modine's being a bad dad. Mm-hmm. That's what we're at right now. You know, he's too busy being an asshole to 11.
No wonder why she wanted to fuck Jason Statham. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, if I was Jason Statham, I would have done it. But obviously, he has character, unlike me.
Yeah, he's a transporter. You have to have character.
Yeah, I think that's in the job description.
Yeah, it's one of the first things they teach you.
One, don't fuck the client.
I'm Frank Martin. I have character.
That's a great state of impression. I mean, to be honest, it's not like he like is talking a lot.
No, he said like 10 words. It's like Tom. It's like Tom Hardy in
Where?
Mad Max. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the movie with Kurt Russell where he just paid like $5 million and said 27 words?
Oh, is that the
I think it's like Soldier or something. Great name too.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that one. I thought you were talking about the Tarantino one he did, because I don't think he says a lot in that either, does he?
I've never seen that. I've wanted to see it. The Hateful Eight.
No, not the early one. What was it? Death Proof, Planet Terror, one of those, the Grindhouse ones. He was in one of those, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And they just showed a picture of her, basically her inner thigh with a tattoo on it.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
Yes.
I'm not going to open the door.
And then he lets. Yeah.
This woman has taken her jacket off 30 times. She keeps putting jackets on and taking them off. Just make a decision.
Oh, she just put the gun up to his penis.
All right, I'll do what she wants.
Yes.
Well, I guess I have to drive, don't I?
She said, I hate kids. I don't know what your opinion is on it. As she has the gun to his dick.
I mean...
And she's being sexual. And even the guys, like, sheer and gentle hands, or they can be hands from hell.
Mm.
And that kid Jack, or whatever his name is going to learn about puberty today.
Sure is.
Yeah. Oh, cops are coming.
I mean, look, if someone points a pistol to your nuts, I mean, you have to make some choices. Maybe it goes against, whatever creed you. I mean,
yeah,
it's a tough decision.
If anyone put, like, you know, gun to my nuts, I'm doing whatever they want, because like, I don't know about you, but in high school they had the ball tapping game where like you walk in the hallway, just smack them in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Got really bad at my school.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad. So like, you'd be walking down the hallway and like all the guys just hands over their nuts.
Yep.
And one time, Sousa, I got hit with a fucking rolled up agenda and just dropped to the ground and screamed no. It hurts so bad. And like, a teacher runs up and was like, who did it? I saw the back of their head. I was like, it's one of my friends. I couldn't be like, it's this motherfucker right here. But like,
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I just remember like dropping to my ground, to my knees. It hit me so hard. But I'm glad that you're like, yeah, I knew exactly what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We used to do stupid shit like that all the time.
Yeah. Me and my delinquent friends did the same.
Yep. The sack tap, you know, what's the capital of Thailand? All that shit.
Yep. Bangkok.
Yep.
Just
dumb shit.
Yeah.
I turned out fine. We turned out fine, I think.
Yeah, we're somewhat fine.
Yeah, we're good. It's fine. Oh, God. That poor lifeguard.
Yes, he took a nice little Jeff Hardy dive.
My leg!
You know, Staten's doing a good job driving on sand.
Yeah, that ain't easy.
It's like shifting gears. A cop car randomly went off the side of the boardwalk.
Especially with an Audi. That thing ain't four-wheel drive.
You know, and also I think, like, this will sound weird here, but just go with me. The reason why also those movies were a hit is because Grand Theft Auto, at least with me, I used to steal cars all the time in it, and the cops would just come after me. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
This is the shit that I would do.
When you weren't doing the story, that was one of the things you'd do. See how many stars you can get.
Yep.
And get it up save to, it get it up to six. You start getting the tanks coming after you.
Yes. That's why I, you know, I'm not too happy. Rumored what the price point's going to be for the GTA stuff, but I'm real interested in, you know,
I mean,
re-release.
When you think about it being three games, like, I half get it, but I don't know. Yeah. They're old games, you know?
Yeah, also, those games came, like, the first game was, like, 2006.
Right.
Well, three
was 2001, wasn't it?
Shit, it might have been. I'm looking that up right now. But Statham just drove off of a parking garage and came to the edge of another parking garage that's being built. Not going to lie, it was pretty badass.
That's just good driving.
That's what you pay for. You get what you paid for.
Didn't your mother ever tell you thank you?
You're right, Sousa. 2001.
I thought so.
22nd. Holy shit.
Holy I remember when San Andreas came out. I was in middle school. I remember that. That was San Andreas was like 04 or 05, I think. So,
and Vice City, October 27th, 2002.
Yeah. God, that's crazy to think about that GTA that 3 and Vice City came out like less than 2 years apart. Jesus.
And get this, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out when I had a PS3. I now have a PS5.
You didn't tell me Keith David was in this movie.
I forgot that he was in this
Holy
movie.
Holy shit. My God.
I'm all in now.
You gotta warn me when Keith David shows up.
And Matthew Modine's like, he's been working for a month. You don't know what he did. He was setting us up. And then Keith David's like, this man's a hunter. I don't know what his skills are. I don't care where he's came from. This is great. The mom, of course, is like, I wanted his dick last night, so I don't... He's not a bad guy. I'm paraphrasing, of course.
He let me drive home drunk, even though I shouldn't have. I love that man.
But he would not break the marriage, of the sanctimony of marriage.
That's right. It's the transporter's oath.
Again, we all take one. Again, it's in the car.
We're transporters, not home wreckers.
And Pink just told everyone to get out of the car. She said, another time, another place, you and me, baby, the pleasure we could have. Is that a threat or like a promise?
Good then Lord. She just licked his eyeball.
I'm like, we're doing
is
this.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but I don't. I don't like it, Sousa. I don't like it one bit.
Is that a thing people do?
Oh, God.
My Lord.
That was rough.
Jesus. Hey, I mean, one of the creeds on this here podcast, we don't kink shame, but...
We don't kink shame, but oh my God. I thought it was bad when she like licked underneath his nose and she just kept going.
Jesus. God. It's the worst foreplay I've ever seen.
It is rough. And now she's rubbing like... Henry Golden's like arms and shit. It's like, what the hell?
Come here, I want to lick your corneas.
It's the only way I can ejaculate now.
It's the only way I can feel anything anymore. We've done everything else. We might as well try this.
And I will give it to Matthew Modine's character. I think he's like next door neighbors to Shaq and Pat Riley here. So,
yeah, really, fucking house is something.
Yeah, it's like, do you remember that? I know you're a big sports fan. When like Shaq moved down to Miami, they were showing like the house that he bought and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, motherfucker, should he just got paid like $20 million? Really? So, yeah,
really. Well, that episode of MTV Cribs he was on was like legendary.
Yeah, he had that big-ass bed. That's all I remember from it.
Like, usually Cribs had, like, three celebrities in 1.5 hour. Shaq got the whole half hour because his house was so fucking big.
I mean, the big Aristotle. He was amazing. God. This, you know, we're getting, like, this villain bullshit where he's like, if you don't give me the money, I'll kill your son. 10 minutes past the deadline, a finger. 20 minutes a hand. 30 minutes a foot. Mm. But he's not saying the kid's foot, so it could literally be anyone's foot. I'd be sure. Like, whatever, we'll figure this out.
Can we speak to our son? No, he's busy.
He's learning about anatomy from this woman that just licked your driver's eyeball.
From this pop singer. What's like no reaction to what's going on here? Like I, just gonna stand there?
It's like, what are we doing? He's like, I don't. It's one of my rules. No sex on the clock. That's why I couldn't bang a girl. I realized you can see her nipples.
Sure can.
How is this PG-13?
That is a fantastic question.
Also, you realize how short Jason Statham is when this guy's like fucking towering over him, like it's Undertaker and fucking AJ Styles. In a boneyard match.
It's like Rey Mysterio.
It's like, damn, Statham, like, I believe you're a badass, but I'm kind of losing it.
I may be small, but I pack hell of a punch.
Oh, just shot at his feet. Dude didn't move. I don't know. I'd be a little nervous if I shot at a guy's feet and he didn't even...
Look, I mean, he's already had a gun pointed at his balls. Anything else from there is an upgrade.
Yes.
I mean, that's at this point, like, whatever.
And did you realize he saw the GPS on his car?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Dr. whatever his name was.
Dr. Tyreek.
Dr. what was it? Trunchbull?
Yeah. So I don't know. Oh, it's a bomb because he said once we get away, we do it. So. All right. I was wrong.
Bomb GPS. I mean,
that's how I thought they found him. So, see, I remember this part right here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Oh my God, the CGI looked terrible there.
It sure did. Boy, that was skill. Man,
he's a transporter.
He transported that bomb to that hook. Wow. That was impressive.
It really was.
You son of a bitch. He's trying to help you.
It's like, God, you're not good. He said, let me speak to who's in charge.
Damn it, I should have fucked your wife.
All right, calm down, pal. Calm down. My goodness, get a hold of yourself.
Yeah. Call our location. Oh, come on. The cell phone's going to be gone, you dumbasses.
Mm. Look at that cell phone. My goodness. 2005. Holy shit.
Dude, I had Snake. Oh, it definitely had Snake. That was the only game you could play on it. Yeah. I had a cell phone that was a Motorola silver cell phone that I have not been able to find just to show it to people of how ridiculous it was. And, like, I thought it was the coolest thing ever, but, like...
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I remember, like, leaving, like, my house without my cell phone. I was like, oh, nothing to worry about. Now it's like, nope, I'm turning right back around.
I think my first cell phone was one of those cheap-ass track phones, I think, when I was in middle school. Or high school, rather. Like, a freshman, something like that.
Nice. Is that one of those things that's like, beep, where are you at? Where are you at?
No, it was one of those, you buy the cards for it.
Oh, deal. Okay. I think my dad had one of those.
Yeah. No, I never had the walkie-talkie phone. I never had that.
Me either. I would have gotten too much trouble with that.
I don't want to talk to people to begin with. I didn't want to talk to people then on the phone. I don't want to do it now on the phone. So.
Well, I just remember like the Fat Joe commercial where he's like, Chick, where you at?
Where you at? I liked him better when he was Fat Joe. Now that he's medium-sized Joe, it's just not the same.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. But he was going to die like Big Pun, so it needed to be done.
It's true.
This woman is such a bad actress. Of course it's Frank. And he's like, oh, hi, Susan. Everyone's looking at her. It's like, come on.
Who the fuck else would it be?
Yeah.
Hello? Who is this?
This woman's like crying and shit. They're like, you're gonna give you a shot. It's like, I gotta throw the phone away now. You're doing too much.
Burner.
You tell your fucking husband I'm trying to help.
Well, it's amazing because like he has all these
boy.
He looks like a creeper, right?
He really does. Well, that camera shot where you just pan out and he's standing back there.
He was like the bad guy in any fucking Lifetime movie you've ever seen. And it was like about to beat his wife or something.
Jesus.
Some shitty lawyer that he has is supposed to... Oh, it's not even a lawyer. It's like the fucking detective. It's like, okay.
This guy is like a cross between John Goodman and Paul Bearer.
Oh, yes! I know that your friend kidnapped the boy! Oh, yes! Now you see why I don't do impressions.
I didn't hate it, I won't lie.
Yeah, he really does. Oh, he's probably dead, right? This actor. There's like 100% chance.
I don't know. We'd have to figure out his name, and I don't think that's a thing we could easily find out, because I got a feeling he's a background player in what's going on here.
He's like, this is my first role where I had lines spoken.
I'm good at the acting thing.
He's still alive. I just looked him up. Thanks, Smart TV. He's from Atlanta, Georgia, so I could probably... He does stunts. What was it, Paul Bearer stunts when Undertaker buried him alive?
That guy's a stuntman?
That's what it says.
Holy shit.
He's been in 76 things. He was the psychologist in the movie Just Mercy. He's the local pedestrian or population voice in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, so, look at that iPod. Oh, my God. The old click wheel. God, I missed those.
I never had one of those. The first one I had was a Touch.
Yeah, I had a click wheel Nano, I think was the first one I had. Then I got a Touch.
Because here's how wrong I was about technology, Sousa. Just like the John Wick movies, I was like, why would you want all this music in your pocket? Boy, was I fucking wrong.
Yeah, that didn't work out, did it?
Yeah.
Hey, I had friends of mine who went down with the Zune ship. So, ooh. I mean, I think that's the second time we've mentioned Zune on this podcast.
That's more than Bill Gates has thought about it.
That's the first time Zune has been mentioned in 20 years, and we've mentioned it twice.
I know. Now, for some reason, Jason Statham is all alone in these scenes, and he's just walking around looking at stuff. He's at the doctor's office again, trying to find the shot that they were going to give the little boy.
I remember what happened here.
And then he finds it, magically.
This is where Pink took off her jacket and started shooting at me.
Oh, no, he shot the thing like a dumbass.
This doctor's office seems like bad news. Maybe he should get out of there.
Oh, he dropped the F-bomb. That's the one you get for a PG-13 movie.
PG-13, that's the one. That's the one. Don't you dare say it again.
You know, I learned... This is so stupid, Susan. But I learned that rule about the PG-13 movies allowing one F-word from the fucking shitty movie Be Cool, which was the sequel to Get Shorty, where Travolta's character is talking to it, and he's like being meta, and was like... You know, it's a PG-13 movie. You're only allowed to say the F word once. So fuck it. And like, I was like, oh, that's how you get around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking something that stuck with me. I can't remember shit for work, but I can remember like random stuff like that. Or like, you know, who the WCW world champion was in fucking 1999, March 1999.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe this guy was a stuntman.
That's what it says on his IMDb.
That's unbelievable. Like, was he the crash pad? I mean, is that what they mean? He gets credited as the crash pad.
And I love, like, that we see, like, this guy, the inspector that Jason Statham is friends with, that got him to calm down. He's, like, teaching the people how to cook in the precinct before the U.S. Marshals.
Naturally.
He said they gave me a coffee and a sandwich. You wouldn't believe what passes for food in this place.
Good Lord. This random guy in a Hawaiian shirt talking on the phone.
I know, and people are like giving him shitty looks. It's like, yeah, I'd be giving people shitty looks too.
You're the ones who fucking brought me in here, you assholes. Of course I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
And he plugs in his iPhone. Mm-hmm.
iPod.
Sorry, that wasn't a thing yet. My bad. Oh my goodness, that's fucking terrible.
At least it was USB. It wasn't fucking FireWire.
FireWire. Do you remember at parties when people would have the turnstile iPods?
Mm-hmm.
And you hear click 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 as they're finding a new song, and it's like, oh my god.
Just fucking put it on shuffle and let it play. For Christ's sake.
Yes, it's like, I don't care that you have fucking country music than rock music than rap. I'd rather hear any of that than the clicking.
Here's what you do. You make a playlist, and then you hit play, and you let it ride. For God's sake.
And we find out that Dimitri has biological warfare degree from Siberia. I don't think that translates to United States schooling, but
nope.
Unconfirmed.
You know, at least he had the thing where you could plug his iPod into his car. He didn't have to use like that, those god awful shitty FM transmitters. Put your radio on 93.7 and listen to this grainy version of Superstar by Saliva. Yeah, what a great experience.
Hey, I had to do that in my shitty 95 gram free, okay?
We all had to do it.
I had that, and I had to, like, turn it always to, like, the 88 stations or 89 stations, and it was just like, oh, I'm going somewhere. I have to find a new station.
See, I used to use the cassette deck thing that you would plug in to your headphone jack. I never had a problem with those. I used to use those. Those FM things used to drive me fucking crazy. Such a pain in the ass.
I think the only reason why I had it is because my tape deck broke somehow. I don't know how I broke it, but Sousa, I had a 95 Grand Prix as my first car. I destroyed that car here and there. I hit it aside of a guardrail. It had a nice right racing stripe on it. And when my parents asked me what happened, I had to lie and say that someone cut me off, because the real story was I was driving and my car got... I had to turn on the defrost, and while I was looking in the back, I didn't realize it was a straight turn, and they would have thought I was drinking or something. So I was just like, a car just cut me off, like, and I had to get over. But it was just like...
So my first vehicle was a 1999 Mercury Mountaineer that I absolutely beat the shit out of. I had the car for about 5 months, and we had a massive snowstorm. And I went ahead and drove the car through a snowbank. It was four wheel drive. It worked beautifully, but yeah, just to test out and see how the car did. Did perfectly fine.
It's like, I need to see what happens.
Yeah, I need to know.
Statham just, that was pretty badass.
That
just
sure was.
Jumped on a Sea-Doo, flipped the girl completely over, and like, you know, he's like, oh, I got away. So. I lived in Virginia. I live in Tennessee now, Sousa, and we got like a foot and a half of snow, and people freaked the fuck out. So I tried to drive in it and went and didn't get stuck, but like spun into my neighbor's ditch and tore that to shit and just like backed it up and just went back home. And I was like, yeah, we can't get out for a little bit longer because we lived at the end of a cul-de-sac. And like the next day, my mom was like driving and she was like, do you know who did that? The name was the Whites. To the Whites, drive like their ditch. And I was like, yeah, it was me when I tried to fucking get out yesterday. She's like, did you say anything? I was like, not a damn word. So it's fine.
It's fine. It'll be fine. They'll never know.
It'll buff out.
That's not how jet skis work.
Oh, it's still going somehow. I'll take it.
Holy shit. All right, now we've turned into Speed 3. Very good. He's on a school bus.
Speed 2 was the worst fucking movie I think I've ever seen.
It's so bad. It's really bad.
It's fucking the guy from Spider-Man whose name I'm blanking on with the fucking leeches.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, with the fucking leeches on there. It's just terrible.
It's awful. All right, he's been stabbed with this fluid here.
Yeah, he said, "Do you know what you've done?" He said, "I'm not something conducive to your health." God, okay.
Wow. I just thought he was grabbing that guy's balls.
Me too. I thought he was too. I was like, this is the way he's going out, huh?
Asking him to turn his head and cough. I mean, it's better than getting a gun pointed at your junk, I guess.
Yeah. That would fuck up my day. I would do whatever you want. Yeah, you want? Yeah, okay. We're on our way.
Yep, I'll be right there. Look, lady, they are working on it. There's only so much they can do.
Yeah, this is like, why isn't my food out yet? Why isn't that little bastard on time? I'm sorry. The kidnappers who kidnapped your kid, I don't think work on a time schedule. Unconfirmed.
And now you're being unreasonable.
And then the parents are arguing with each other now, and Keith David's like, you know what? Fuck this kid. I hope he dies.
I don't need this. There's plenty of other things I could be doing.
She's like, we found the boy. With their fucking bomb squad fucking robot that they roll out.
Flowers to go. I bet there's not flowers in there.
It's going to be a little kid who deflowered that girl. That was the lingerie. Yeah. Oh, my God. The thing's malfunctioning.
Shorted out the robot.
Hard.
Is my son the robot? Ma'am, please.
And Keith David goes, we're going as fast as we can. He can suffocate in there. It's a fucking door. Come on.
That's not how that works.
And now she's about to say that, Matthew Modine has, a small dick or something. It's like, is that all you're going to do? It's like...
This woman is not the brightest bulb on the tree. Holy mackerel. You see that robot? That means there's a bomb in there.
I love how, Audrey! Damn it, it's a little bastard.
Be careful, the kid's a bomb!
I don't know, he looks real sickly.
Yeah.
But it's like, did he look like that before?
Yeah, really. That's good. Stay in the place where the kid was so they can watch you. God, these people are idiots. Schiff, these people are stupid.
And you know, it's amazing that this kid wasn't kidnapped 15 times beforehand.
Pink should have killed him.
She really should have. And we see this guy is running. He's freaking the fuck out. He's not good.
Well, he's being chased by the Stepford spy over here.
This guy runs like me when I'm fucking drunk trying to fucking stand up.
Well, he got stabbed in the leg with Gak, I mean.
With Gak. He has to do the Legend of the Hidden Temple run now. He's going to survive.
He's going to put together the monkey thing. The monkey statue. No, that's not right, you son of a bitch. God damn it. He's going to do the physical challenge on Double Dare. It's a whole to-do.
If not, he's going to get the slime on him, and that's not good.
Got to climb the aggro crag. It's a real who's who of what is happening to these people.
It's like they're definitely dying of some sort. I think this is where COVID was created.
I was going to say, I didn't want to go there, but you did. Very good.
I'm sorry.
Let the record show it was Schiff that said that, not me.
You know, if you would have had 45 minutes as the first time I say something incorrect, that's pretty good. Usually the first 10.
Look, I've done a couple of piece of the actions with Logan, so it's anything you say is nothing compared to what he usually says on a pod, so it's fine. Did he just what's punching him with?
Melons?
Soccer boppers.
It looked like the Hulk arm, the Hulk hands that you could buy to fucking whoop someone's ass with. The dude just picked up Jason Statham and like threw him 10 feet into a ship. It was pretty impressive. Tate's getting his ass whooped right now. He's doing sure. J-O-B.
He must have it in his contract to show off the guns. That's why his sleeve got torn off.
Yeah, the second one's probably about to go. He just hit the dude with the uppercut, and the dude like went up like in Street Fighter.
And he kicks him. There's a lot of ball action going on here. He just kicked him in the balls.
I know. I don't know about you. I usually go down for the first one. People are like,
"Yeah, hey,
still getting up." I'll be like, "You know what? Fuck this. This ain't worth it.
Yeah, this ain't worth. You know what? Let the kid die." Oh, good lord.
Oh my god.
He is super dead.
That's a horrible way to die.
Crushed by a boat.
He said he needs the antidote.
Oh dear.
He said you have 4 hours.
That's smart. Point the gun at the guy who's trying to help you.
Oh, now he's like, let's kill him. That's dumb. Yeah, piss off the doctors. Oh my god. This is...
Oh! I'd love to help you, but I need fucking ice for my nose now.
Oh, he said tip-off's policy's canceled. I'm pretty sure he shot him in the dick right there. Unconfirmed.
That's what, again, more ball action.
Uh-oh. And Stan just cuts his way through. He said you injected me with water. Oh, my God.
It was a placebo.
I'm a transporter.
I don't transport medicine, man.
He just stabbed that motherfucker in the neck with the gun.
He absolutely did. I mean, it's a gun and a knife. It's the best of both worlds.
He said your devotion is touching. My patience is about to come out. Oh! Did that get his dick, too?
I don't know.
I just assume it did.
Yeah, really. At this point, it might as well be. What? You'll have to say that again. That's too many big ones in a row.
The child would die. Anyone he breathes on would die.
Something about a recumbent bicycle. I don't know.
He said... This is actually a pretty good virus. It will it goes inert after 24 hours after it kills everyone.
Oh, great.
Oh, he just threw the virus out the window.
But he got it. All right, he caught it and landed in the taxi.
Somehow did not break. Oh my god.
Boy. He's being put through the ringer here.
He really is.
You what know, the fuck?
Oh, that was awesome. I know that was absurd, Susan, but that was fucking awesome.
He spikes the medicine like he's fucking Icky Shuffle. Like Icky Shuffle. What are you doing?
He said, are you okay? I'm okay. He literally just hit the car head fucking on. How are you not okay? One you know, mile down.
You know what? Why didn't Jason Statham become the biggest action movie star after this?
He fucking should have after that. Shit. 100%. Susa, you're pretty good at making the gifs. I need you to make a gif of him fucking jumping up like he's Jean-Claude Van Damme over the cars. That shit was amazing.
All right. Noted.
Oh, that was fucking badass. It's now raining somehow. Cars are shit's on fire.
There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening right now. Where did all this come from?
He has all this in the back of his car.
He has all this in the back of his car.
So do you think that's his blood or homeboy's blood that he crushed with the boat? Because I don't see him bleeding anywhere.
I mean, it could be both. But we'll go with that poor man he crushed with the yacht.
Yeah, that was like everyone else is like, yeah.
Now what the hell happened to her? Why does she look like that?
Because the doctor said anyone that he breathes on gets it, so the kid breathed on her.
Oh.
So they all look like shit.
But she got caught in the rainstorm or something.
She went over to his house and was like, yeah,
I need that dick. This is too real for 2021 eyes. Good fucking Christ.
Sorry, Susan. I completely forgot about all this. I didn't mean to
oh, it's fine, it's fine.
Just have to throw a viewer discretion advice that these people are hard on breathing. The kid looks like shit.
More than made up by Statham doing the fucking Van Damme stretch over two cars. It's fine.
Oh, God, that was amazing. And you know what? That, like, triggered, like, a memory where I remember they used to show that on, like, commercials for this. Was, like, him fucking doing the Van Damme stretch over that.
Well, rightfully so. I mean, Christ.
It was amazing. You know, we gave shit to Fast and Furious movies about this. This is nothing. Oh, my God, they're even getting the cold packs. Do you think they'll get the horse medicine out? The dewormer out?
No, we weren't that stupid in 2005. We as a society, we're not fucking idiots yet.
It was a simpler time. Jason Statham somehow in the house. She's about to blow him right there. This random guy who I don't know who the fuck he is. Like, I don't even know where he came from.
What's that? Good Lord.
Frank has no bedside manner. Jack's been infected with a deadly virus. And this woman's like,
now I'm going to transport this virus.
Looks like some fucking grape Kool-Aid. I'm not even going to lie.
All right, so we inject the electric blue power right into your system.
Oh, my God. That shit was so disgusting. Did you have, the power, the sports pro? There was, like, another even, like, greater.
All sport.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wretched.
So bad. It's like, I'll be playing, like, sports. My parents like, oh, we got you something to drink. Is it Gatorade? It's like that meme, no, we have Gatorade at home. It's fucking all sport.
No, it's
like,
just water with food coloring. Yeah. Oh, great. Thanks.
It's fucking terrible.
At least Powerade was, I mean, it was great value Gatorade, but at least it tasted like something. All sport was just like, ugh, fucking useless.
It's like, God, did I piss you off or something today? Like, what are you doing? Uh-oh.
Oh, I'll let myself in.
Shitty security is like, oh, what do you mean?
There's something wrong with the keypad. What is it? Well, it's off the wall.
Oh, you're burning up. Frank, get away from her. If you breathe on her, she'll kill you.
Yeah, really? Have you learned nothing?
Oh, it beats the hell out of the city security thing.
He's beating the hell out of everybody.
He just put someone in a leg lock right there. You know, we gave Fast and Furious a lot of shit for being stuff that's not believable. I literally saw a man. I thought that was Keith David. Keith David did not do the job right there, guys.
No, Keith David never does the job.
He's probably like, go fuck yourself when they asked him to do that scene.
I'm not doing that. Fuck you.
So I'm pretty sure it was the guy wearing the same exact shirt that he's wearing, and they've all been wearing distinguishable shirts. But, oh, look, fucking Patient Zero right here going.
Jesus. You know, if this is Transporter 2, what the fuck is Transporter 3 like?
It's where this disease has taken all over the world.
Oh, good. Again, very relatable.
To give him a deadly virus.
Someone get this woman to a hospital. She looks like she's been through hell.
I know. Oh, we thought she was outside earlier. No, she's just up. This guy's choking, coughing. At least he coughs into his hand. Most people just did it out loud.
Yeah, manners. Needs to cough into his elbow, like they tell you these days.
Yes, that's just fucking disgusting. Oh, that guy's coughing.
This fucking guy.
There.
Inspector Could they Cooper get him up. A tinier couch? Good God. What the hell is that couch for?
Little people. That's yeah, who it's for. It's for fucking little people.
Jesus. This 5 foot tall man is struggling to lay down on this couch.
See, this guy's practicing it. I'm pretty sure he just put like antibiotic on his hand. He's getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Look, patient zero right here, about to infect everyone.
This guy, man, This guy has not had a shirt on for 3.5 hours.
He really hasn't. But his you know, girlfriend, woman he's banging, has had less clothes on, so.
See, now she looks like Pink and Taylor Swift.
Oh, don't ruin Taylor Swift for me there, Sousa. Great, that's all I see now. Oh, now they're banging. She said they can't wait for tomorrow. Gianni Celli.
Mm-hmm.
Stadium's about to whoop some ass.
Again? Well, it's been 5 minutes. We are due.
Yeah. And it's like, that's Gonzalez. He's on vacation. Oh, nope. It's, you know, Inspector Caruso.
Oh, Pelican Drive.
I lived on a Pelican Drive.
Did you really?
Yeah. Sorry, it was Pelican Court. But yes, I lived on a Pelican Court. My apologies. Oh, and he's in trouble now. The guy says move. Oh, my
like
God.
It's not like he was going to go anywhere. He was in an alleyway.
I know. Yeah, this lady looks like she's about to die. We're about to.
Take some fucking Theraflu, something. Jesus.
I know. This little kid sleeping with the shirt on. That's unbelievable. God, like.
Oh, and she's. Oh, she broke the lamp. Oh.
See, this is the reason why COVID spread. Assholes like this guy, who feels like shit, fucking just wandering around.
You know, we could learn a lot from this movie.
This movie was a lesson to us that we did not take seriously.
Mm-hmm. Transporter 2, it's like the Nostradamus. It predicted the future is what happened.
All these people are magically getting sick, despite it saying taking 4 hours. Come on. That's shitty writing right there.
That's not how it works. It's not like a dick pill.
Yeah, it's not working for 4 hours.
Yeah.
We got some problems. It's like, all right, we got to see, you know. Oh, more banging. I see a tattoo. Oh, side boob right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they're all dead soon. Oh, just enough ass to show that we're still PG-13, Sousa.
Well, they've already said the fuck word, fuck, so I mean. Yep.
Oh, he has a shirt on? He's about to die.
Oh, bummer.
Yes. Look, his doctor hasn't said anything. He's like, yeah, we might have a problem, but it's like, no. What happened?
It's fine.
Getting out the shower.
Oh, transport. Look at that. They said the thing in the thing.
Something that can't be stolen.
All right.
So he's the antidote.
You get dressed and then take off your jacket. And then take off your jacket. You must get into shooting stance.
You put on your lingerie. And he said, "Leave your friends, not yet." This man's gonna lose his car. Getting shot up.
He had to pay
like
a lot of money.
Car.
Those medallions for those taxi medallions aren't cheap.
Said, "I'm out of ammo." God.
Well, that's realistic. That's the one realistic. It's the one realistic thing in this action movie. People run out of ammo.
Oh, and they're all out of ammo because he just broke the key of the lock.
Oh, we'll take these strategically placed weapons. Great. Where did they stumble into? The fucking weapon museum? What the hell?
Everyone has like a sword or a fucking axe.
It's like the final fight in fucking Anchorman. You got this one guy just carrying a fucking mace.
The dude got hit in the head with a fucking fire extinguisher and almost didn't fall down. That could, like, kill someone.
Holy shit.
Stan's whooping ass in a full suit. This is like me going up the mountain last week.
God, that just makes everything worse. Having to do this in a fucking suit. Can you imagine? Yes. Jesus. God.
You know, he's just drenched with sweat. It's just like, please. Oh, God, I just need to whoop this ass. And he has like has this long ass pipe now that you could see literally bending because it's fucking rubber. It's like when WCW used the Sting bat and you could see it fucking just bend.
Right.
Or the 2x4.
Yeah, the metal budget must have been used up when they filmed this thing.
When Statham jumped the Jean-Claude Van Damme, the fucking cars, that's where we put all of our money, okay?
Mm-hmm. And look, Pink's in this movie. She's not cheap.
She's on top of the world right now, okay? Like, just... And there's going to be this girl named Taylor Swift who's going to be more on top of the world, so... And he tells the guy, what do you want me to do? Keep the meter running. I've been like, I'm getting the hell out of here. Fuck you, random guy that kidnapped me.
Someone get me some goddamn keys so I can get the hell out of here.
Oh. Statham has a gun pulled on him. Why not just fucking shoot him? End of movie. Roll credits.
Well, then there wouldn't be a Transporter 3. Oh, he turned it sideways. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. I fully anticipated him, like, fucking catching it right there and just whooping ass.
No, he'd much rather use this hose. He's going to embarrass him before he kills him. He's
oh, my God. He just wrapped it around his leg, fucking drug him down. I would... Fucking beating these guys like Indiana Jones with the fucking.
He just fucking. Oh. He just Pele kicked the hose
into his dick. It's another dick joke. How many people are here? It's like the last final boss fight in Vice City where the motherfuckers just keep coming.
Oh, God, this is great.
Sousa, you gotta tell me, if we are ever gonna be taken, like, in a boss fight with someone, we're not going one at a time. We're fucking gonna be going, at least, we'll probably still get our ass whooped, but if it's Jason Statham in the Transporter, but I'll have a better odds with just, like, instead of just one-on-one. It's like, no, we're rushing him. Hitting him high and hitting him low. Like, it's fucking the Eliminators.
Nice suit.
The man finally wears a shirt, and he dresses up nice. Look at this. Look at me. I'm the Transporter now.
Well, you see, it's a white suit. That almost certainly means he's going to get shot.
Yes. Says he's the antidote. Took more than a driver to figure this out. God.
Great dialogue here.
It's a business deal. Oh, my God. The Colombian cocaine cartels. Okay, I've watched enough Narcos to know you don't fuck with those people. Nope. So.
Also, that's the first time they've mentioned that being a thing in this movie.
I know.
We're doing it with, like, 10 minutes left.
And he said, I did the job just like you, just my pace better. And then, like, with his greasy-ass hair, puts his hand behind his head. Oh, girl has new lingerie. Oh, her name's Lola.
Oh. This is my shooting lingerie.
Then says kill him. Like, he hasn't whooped, like, 18 people in the last 5 minutes, but okay.
You like this? This here's my killing thong.
What's in it for you, pleasure, Jesus?
Wow.
In killing you.
Now, what? You don't have to shoot. You're already locked in arms. You're just ruining that poor man's house at this point.
Now kiss. That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, really. God, you can cut the tension in the room with a knife.
I mean, she's already, like, licked his eyeball. She's trying to get a second eyeball.
She wants to lick something else now.
Yes.
Look, they've already did the foreplay in the car. You might as well just fucking get to it.
And now she's doing, like, weird circus shit. What the hell is going on? This is the most sexually charged fight I've seen.
It really is. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
What the hell is that?
Damn.
What's that?
He killed her like nothing. He just, like, did one kick and was just like, you're done, bitch.
He fucking threw her into a Mortal Kombat pit. What the hell was that?
That was a fatality. He told that guy to wait for his car and then fucking just leaves him.
Oh God, this movie's ridiculous in the best way.
I know.
Oh, this here, this is my sharp and pointy sculpture section of my house.
It's like we can't have the kids over. We just got this, so we don't want to kill ourselves. It's like, all right, this movie's gonna be 90 minutes. Oh shit, we got 10 minutes left. How the hell are we gonna kill this girl off? Here's what we're gonna do. This weird sexually charged fight. Stan's gonna kick her and she's gonna get impaled. And that's the end of it.
I got this deal on this Russian torture device from, you know, 1932. What do you say we put it in the movie? Well, like, seriously, what was, they didn't even build to it. It just happened.
I know. It was, I don't know if they edit that part out of the edited version or what. I had no recollection of that.
There wasn't even any blood or anything. She was just kind of laying there.
Stupid PG-13 movie.
I guess so.
Oh my God, look, it's our stunt double Paul Bear. Oh my goodness.
10 minutes, we have to tie everything together. Quick, write something down.
That's pretty much what it is. Like this car's going like 200 miles an hour. Somehow he's able to like keep up with like the fucking chopper.
Good God.
I have no recollection.
It was an unfortunate end for Pink, I must say.
Yes. This is crazy.
Right? Now we're on a runway. Why not?
Oh my goodness. Have Clancer take off.
Oh, I bet he doesn't. Now wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait just a minute.
It caught up.
Now I know that's a Lamborghini. I understand that. But come on.
What, you mean to tell me Lamborghinis can't beat planes?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Look, he like is caught up in everything.
He must have one of those rocket Lamborghinis. Okay, he just grabbed onto the wheel.
Oh my God.
And he blew up the Miami sign.
Where's he at?
He grabbed onto the wheel. I don't think you, when the plane was lifting up, he grabbed onto the landing gear, one of the wheels, as the plane was going in the air.
Okay, I did not see that at all.
He just let the Lamborghini crash into the Miami sign.
I did not see that at all.
Very realistic movie.
So, he just fucking broke the pilot. The pilot had a family.
Flight's been canceled.
Sorry for me, you've been canceled. Uh-oh. He knew something going on. What is Staten do that's going to come back and bite him in 2021?
I just transported this pilot to heaven.
Wait a minute, he just killed the pilot. Someone's going to fly the fucking plane.
There's one pilot still alive, I think. Oh, maybe. Thank goodness. But let's be real, he's probably going to catch a stray bullet here, and probably. Sam's going to have to land the plane himself.
That's usually what it, and it's coming. There it is.
Holy shit.
Right on schedule.
I was fucking joking. Oh my God, this plane looks like shit. Did you see that? Oh my God. Look, this is amazing.
2005 was a different time.
Independence Day came out in 96 and has better fucking CGI than that.
It sure does.
Oh my God.
They fired up the PS2 to make that plane.
This is on Flight Simulator 2K4. Pretty cool little battle. They're just floating around. Yep. It's like they're going in G-space or something, like the pilots.
Maybe grab hold of the wheel. I don't know.
You guys might have to work into this together. I don't know.
Plane's about to crash into fucking, you know, Miami.
Just take out Pat Riley so he can't get LeBron.
Look, let's put our differences aside for just this one second.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's about to...
if this plane crashes and they survive.
Yeah, I hope it does. I hope it does. I fully anticipate Staten jump off the plane like 5 minutes before it five seconds before it crashes.
He's just gonna grab onto the plane with one hand and with the other hand grab onto the sun, and that's what's gonna stop it from falling.
Oh my god, it's like Air Force One. Get off my plane. Oh, it crashed. And didn't fucking break up.
Oh Lord.
Oh, this is amazing.
Boy, that fucking plane must be
Oh my god, it's sinking to the bottom of the ocean.
You know, that would come in handy, crash-proof planes.
Oh my god.
Someone should make that.
Now he's gonna worry gotta worry about the bends. Oh.
Oh my Lord.
This movie made money, right? This movie made money at the theater, right?
Yeah, I looked it up. I think it's, I think it had a budget of 30 and made 80. I think is what I saw. I could pull it up. Hang on.
Hey, good for them.
Budget of 32 million and did 89.1 at the box office.
Hey, that's pretty good. Look, somehow like he can open the door underwater.
Of course.
I don't know if it works like that. He has the life preserver attached to the guy that has the antidote.
Why is he? I was just going to ask why he's trying to save him. I forgot he had the antidote. There's been so much going on. For fuck's sake, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like he's in the middle of the ocean. Like, I don't. Oh. Okay.
So here's my question. If he had the antidote, why'd he fucking let the plane crash?
Assholes. It's just what they are.
Hold on 1 second. I gotta land the plane. We'll do this later.
You know, he looks like he hasn't been, like, you know, almost dead.
Fucking... He's got this one Band-Aid on his forehead.
And we see, like, patients 1 and 2 are in the fucking... same hospital bed together. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Quarantined off.
He doesn't want to come in there because the dad hates him. It's like, okay. Well, I just saved everyone's life. So.
All could have been avoided had he just fucked her. I mean, I'm just going to say it. I mean.
From the beginning. That's all I had to do.
All could have been avoided.
Oh, and then he sees his friend who just got out of jail too. Who had a horrible vacation.
Yeah, really?
It's like, I'm never fucking coming back to the States ever again.
Hey, there he is.
Want a ride, big boy?
My Porsche.
Oh my god. You won't believe what happened to me last night. Now it's like, no, I'll just take a fucking Uber. Please don't bother me.
Good Lord.
Air France flight 69. They put that in intentionally, just for people like me and you.
100%. 100%. We'll sneak in this one joke. It'll keep it PG-13, but if you're really a sex pest, you'll know what we mean.
Yeah, if you're really a povo.
If you're a goddamn degenerate.
Oh, and Frank's getting back in his car. The bandage is off of him now. What is he, fucking Triple H? Oh, cell phone rings.
Oh, no, he still has the Band-Aid. Thank God.
Didn't see it. I'm looking for a transporter.
Oh, stare at the camera. There you go.
Yes! Let's go.
Who's Michael Stone? Apparently that film was dedicated to him.
God, imagine of all the movies they have lists dedicated to you. It's like, ugh. You sure about this? Did you hate him?
It's a fucking transporter sequel. That's what I want to be remembered for.
It's like, oh, this movie's from Michael Stone. Did you fucking hate him?
Well, I think I speak for both of us when I say that movie was batshit insane and a ton of fun to watch.
Yeah,
so,
batshit insane in the best way.
Totally. My Lord, that was quite something. So as we roll credits on this movie, we will roll credits on this here podcast. Schiff, before we wrap up, anything you want to plug, sir?
Just check out all the podcasts here. Everyone's just killing it lately. And I can be found on Twitter at @Scott_Shiflet, usually bitching about sports or comics or wrestling. So
I will second that. Definitely listen to all the shows on the Quad of Pods. As for me, you can find me on the newest episode of Highway to the Impact Zone, which Scott Shiflet was on, a live watch of Lockdown 2005, going on a bit of a hiatus until probably sometime next year after that podcast. And if you listen to that show, you'll understand why, kind of, but definitely give that a listen. It was a ton of fun. Those 5 minutes we talked about Lockdown really were quite something. And you can find me on the Extreme Three-Way Dance. A new episode of that dropped today as of this recording. And I believe by the time you hear this, my episode of Freak Out Driving with Jennifer Smith should be out. So definitely check that out over on the Jenny Position. And I believe that is all for me right now. You can find me on the Twitter machine at MSousa1991. So, with all that being said, I want to thank one Scott Shiflet for joining me here tonight. Schiff, this was a ton of fun. Thanks, man.
No problem, man. Thanks for asking. Like, this was, yeah, I had a lot of fun watching this and just dissecting, you know, the greatness that is Jason Statham.
All right. And on that note, thank you all for listening, and we will see each and every one of you next time. Fight.